What's up and welcome to the Active Amputee Podcast. Everything people with a limb difference need to live an active and exciting lifestyle. I'm Bjorn Eser, the founder of and shaker and maker behind the Active Amputee. And you're listening to episode number 8. Today's episode is all about making informed decisions as an amputee. So, here's my simple guide to making informed decisions. Most above-knee amputees know this problem. Finding the right prosthetic knee is not an easy task. For most of us, it means working out the right compromise between our day-to-day needs, our spare time interests, and our ambitions for the next couple of years on the one hand, and our health insurance plan or financial means on the other hand. This in itself is already rather complex. Things get even more complicated if we take into account that even the best of knees can only unfold its full potential if mounted under a well-fitting socket, combined with a good foot that suits our activity level. Yeah, so much for the theory, but what does this actually mean in practice? Well, there are several ways of dealing with this challenge, and there are significant differences depending on the country you live in and the health service that applies to you. So, this can mean that you're depending on others to make decisions for you. If you're new to the amputee life, finding the right knee for you more often than not means relying on others to make the hopefully right decision. The same holds true for a foot, a socket, and other things you need. Depending on the country you live in, the most likely scenario is that after the amputation, the wound healing, and the initial recovery, you are referred to a prosthetist. He or she will assess you and your situation, both in terms of your physical conditions and needs, as well as your lifestyle and aspirations as an amputee. He or she will then walk you through the options you have, talk you through socket options, explain the pros and cons of various prosthetic knees and feet, outline the cost implications and what is or is not covered through your National Health Service or insurance plan. You then have to make the decision about how you want to proceed. Sometimes there might be the additional opportunity to try out some of the knees or feet that are most likely to suit your needs before making the final decisions. This is not a given and depends a lot on the country you live in and the service provider you work with. If you have this opportunity, make sure you use it, honestly. There's nothing like first-hand experience. And be aware that once you make the decision, and in many cases the immense investment connected to it, and you settled on one prosthesis or another, you're stuck with it for the next 5 to 7 years. And then there comes a time when you're moving into the driver's seat. More experienced amputees often have a much better idea of what they need. Often they can draw on plenty of first-hand experience in a variety of situations. Many have used different models over the years, and learn to appreciate the pros and the cons of various knees, feet, and socket solutions. Based on this knowledge, they can make an informed decision about the next prosthesis they would like to get, which features it should have, and which features they are happy to live without. Many of the people who have been amputees for a longer period of time are in regular exchange with others who suffered limb loss. They are active on forums, in discussion groups, and have had contact with support groups and charities. But even then, engaging in in-depth discussions with your prosthetist is an essential part of the process of choosing the right prosthetic knee and the respective foot to go with it. And hopefully, as mentioned above, you have the opportunity to trial your favorite knee-foot combination before making your final decision. Having a trusted prosthetist at your side. Why do I think that an in-depth discussion with an experienced prosthetist is essential? Or even better, with a team consisting of a prosthetist and a physiotherapist with years of experience with amputees? Well, I think despite all the information you get from your exchange with other amputees, from the internet, or from other sources, your prosthetist is still your most important partner in this process. He's helping you to navigate an increasingly complex landscape. And let's be honest, for most of us, the temptation is very high to go for the most advanced microprocessor knee that is on the market, if we can afford it. And these knees are amazing, no doubt about it. But there's more to making this decision than aiming for the newest top-of-the-range product. For example, the consideration if this knee will actually work with the foot you have in mind. How long will the battery last with one charge? And how important is it for you to be able to be away from the next charging point for an extended period of time? Can you change the settings by yourself? Or do you have to go to your prosthetist every time this needs to be done? If that is the case, how far are you away from your next prosthetist? What about reliability? For example, a knee might be great when it works, but your prosthetist will know if the very knee you have in mind is prone to failure. He or she will be able to tell you details about service and maintenance, warranty issues, potential cost implications if it needs to be repaired, and other things that are really key for you as an amputee. Often your prosthetist, and sometimes a specialized physiotherapist, can draw on an immense wealth of experiences from other users and is more than willing to share with you. In some cases, they might be able to directly connect you to other users to foster a direct exchange. So, having the opportunity to engage in in-depth discussions with your prosthetist and sometimes also with an experienced physiotherapist is key when looking for a new prosthesis. And here are some more thoughts on working with a prosthetist. Finding an experienced prosthetist is only one aspect of the collaboration you're about to engage. And here, I take commitment and being willing to put in the time it needs for granted. The other important one is working style. And this is a matter of personal preferences, and in many ways, a question of what you are comfortable with. And I hope that no one feels offended by the following lines and ideas. I think that the following issues are very important, while at the same time, they seem to be a bit of a taboo, and often people don't talk about them. I think it's essential that you trust your prosthetist, and that you feel emotionally safe during the process, from the initial assessment, through getting the socket, and testing the knee and the foot, to being provided with a hopefully amazing prosthesis that will allow you to be active and live an independent and active life. We all know this process involves close physical contact. And unfortunately, many of these problems around ill-fitting sockets, broken skin, and other problems all amputees are familiar with are in the very areas we normally don't talk about, where we don't want other people's hands all over us, and where we're not too happy about endless trial and error processes. Some prosthetists are very hands-on. They shuffle alongside you on their knees while you walk and try to explain the problems you have with the socket. They need to feel how your muscles work during a given movement, where and how your lower back tenses as a result of minor changes in the setup, and all these little things. They're really hands-on. Other prosthetists work more from measurements, from observation, from the feedback they get from you, and as a result, they're rather hands-off in their approach. I don't think there's a right or wrong. For many amputees, and here myself included, the hands-on approach is perfectly fine as it often brings about amazing results. For others again, the mere idea of having another person touching you in these areas is somewhere between off-putting and repulsive. Add cultural differences, gender and generational issues, and it's quite a complex situation to navigate. One lesson to draw here is the following. Make sure your prosthetist explains the process that lies ahead. Ask him or her about all the details you are interested in. Ask not only about the what, so what will happen, but also about the how will things be done, and how much physical contact does it involve. For example, will the initial diagnostic socket be built based on a scan, from measurements, or a model that has to be taken from your residual limb? Have an open and honest discussion with your prosthetist about what you expect and what level of physical contact is fine for you and what you're comfortable with. I know starting these discussions is not always easy, But getting the right prosthetics can be a long and often emotionally demanding process. There will be ups and downs, and you want to make sure that you and your prosthetist have a good and trusted relationship. So, try to cut out any unnecessary sources of irritation and disturbing factors from the very beginning. So much from me. I hope you found this little guide to making informed decisions as an amputee helpful. Let me know what your experiences are. Let me know what's your take on the relationship with your prosthetist and making decisions or having them made for you. I'm really interested to hearing from you, and I hope to see you all back for next month's episode of the Active Amputee Podcast. I'm already looking forward to my interview with Dom from Paradox Sports in the US. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the new episodes. And I would really appreciate it if you leave me a rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to learn more about The Active Amputee, make sure to head over to www.theactiveamputee.org, where you find hundreds of articles from amputees for amputees. Articles filled with inspiration, information, and encouragement to be active and live a rewarding life. I see you all again for the next episode. Until then, all the best. This is Bjorn from The Active Amputee.